So welcome all to the December meeting of the Ottawa PC User Group. If we have any guests with us tonight, welcome. We always welcome guests at any time at any of our meetings, whether it's a regular monthly meeting or the Q&A sessions that are on the other Wednesday evenings. If you want to join, I pasted the URL into the chat window where you can go to join the meeting. However, feel free to continue to attend as a guest. I'm going to mute all now. And people will not have the ability to unmute themselves. Bob Harris, you'll have to unmute yourself now. And we will hold all questions until after the main presentation, unless Bob tells me otherwise. So you can use the chat window, which will be monitored, or you can wait until after the main presentation, at which point people will be able to unmute themselves. So our speaker this evening is Bob Harris, who is a long-term member of the Ottawa PC User Group, and he has presented to the group in the past, and we thank him for that, and we thank him for volunteering to give a presentation tonight. Tonight, Bob is going to give us tips on how to use YouTube better. Just a reminder, there will be no Q&A tonight. We don't have Q&A on the Wednesdays when we have a regular meeting night. Next one will be next Wednesday, December 20th. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Mr. Bob Harris to take us through tonight's presentation on YouTube. Bob, take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Very good. Thank you. I know what I have to do here now and see if we can share a screen. I'm going to share here. I'm going to sharing sound and optimize here, and it should go to share. And where's my window? I'm going to try one more time. Advanced. There we go. Portion of screen. There, that's what we wanted here. I'm going to slide this to the left. You probably see that. If all goes well, we're going to hit F5. And then I'm going to trim this up. And the bottom one is close enough, I guess. Is that the bottom? Should see the... I think we're good enough. Doing this manually. Okay, you should see a blue line should be visible on all four sides.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And we'll, might a person beeps?
Yes.
We're live. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I'm Bob Harris. I'm a member of the Ottawa PC Users Group. I'd like to thank Chris and Alan. They both helped me with this presentation, and I encourage others, if you're interested, to give it a try. Alan and Chris make it a lot easier than you think. First off, I'm not an expert. I'm just an enthusiastic user. I still have a very small YouTube channel I started more than 10 years ago. Now, this is intended for YouTube users of all levels, from beginners to advanced. And if all goes well, I hope even the most advanced users will discover a couple of good tips. Okay, now this is something, I'm sorry, we have to do.
Bob, we lost your sharing. And you're muted. Bob, are you still around? I don't see your picture up at all, but
okay.
Oh, there we see you again. Yeah, we lost your share there, Bob.
Wow. Tech support just walked in the room, but sure, thank you. Okay, starting over again. I'm sorry, I don't know where we lost that.
Yeah, we lost it just after the elephant sound.
Wow. And advanced. Share a portion of screen. And I'll try it one more time. I didn't do anything. I was watching. And we'll F5. Are we there now?
You're at the you're saying you're not an expert.
Okay, very good. And we'll pick it up right here.
Yeah, this is about when it cut out just after the next sound. We lost the share. Okay, we haven't lost the share. The elephant's coming on screen.
Very good.
I recognize him.
Yeah, there's always one heckler. Yes, many people use YouTube, but most never receive everything that YouTube has to offer. As a result, many folks see it as a waste of time. I hope to show you how to get the best experience and even save time. Now, before we jump into YouTube viewing, let's make sure you all have the tools you need. As we go forward, we don't want to leave anybody behind. Now, we need a Google account to sign into YouTube. This is a crucial step to unlock everything that YouTube has to offer. So you ask, what is a Google account? It's like a magic key that opens many powerful apps, and one of those apps is YouTube. Among other things, I use it to access the OPCUG members forum on Google Groups. And there's another reason for getting a Google account. Are you tired of setting up another name and password for another website? Well, with Google account, you can sign in with Google. Makes everything easy. So yes, you need a Google account to sign into YouTube. Oh, I hear a question. Oh, hello, Rusty. Good to see you. Yes, you're a beginner. Don't worry, Rusty. This is for beginners, too. Now, Rusty is asking, how can he get a Google account? So let's get into that right now. It's very easy to get a Google account. You go to google.ca and try to sign in. It'll realize you have no account. Then simply click on Create Account. Or you can Google, create Google account. Don't worry, it's easy. Google will walk you through the entire process. Just follow the steps. There's Rusty clicking on account for myself. This is a tip. If you already have a Gmail account, that is a Google account. Otherwise, you can make your existing email address into a Google account. Yes, everyone's doing it. Rusty's friend went to the account page and clicked on Use My Current Email Address. You can really use any browser. I use a Chrome browser. Chrome, YouTube, and Gmail are all made by Google. So I use my Chrome browser. Everything syncs together, my email, bookmarks, calendar, history, and more. It's very easy, and I'm sure I couldn't do it any other way. Now, let's get back to YouTube. By the end of this, you'll be a certified maestro. So, we've signed into Google. Now, let's open YouTube. We go to Google on the waffle. We go to google.ca, use our mouse, click on the waffle. This will open many apps,
Bob, we lost the share again. Bob, if you're there, we lost the share.
Okay.
We lost the share again.
Okay, I'm back here now. Did you hear me?
Yep.
I had a tablet running. I'm turning that off right now. I'm not sure if that was part of the issues. I couldn't see too many screens. That shut down, and we'll try to pick it up where we left off. Portion of screen.
Okay, we're back.
Do we see that? Okay, well, yep. It was better recovery this time. Thank you, Chris. Okay, so as a side note, we should always be watchful and expect to see these. We opened a waffle a minute ago, and we opened YouTube. But as a side note, we should always be watchful and expect to see these and other symbols. They always indicate a hidden menu. This applies to YouTube and almost everything else. It took me a long time to realize this, and I still overlook these important icons. A little problem advancing here. When a grid of Google Apps opens and appears, you might prefer to right-click on the YouTube app. This will open in New tab, and it may create less clutter. So what can we find on YouTube? YouTube offers almost anything you can imagine: entertainment, education, news, product reviews, do-it-yourself guides, and more. I subscribe to online golf channels, drone channels, and so much more. Everyone is interested in unique things. Whatever it is, it's on YouTube. The point is, with minimal effort, YouTube has the potential to evolve into something you never even knew you desired. Now, this definitely is not a good video, but it's a good video to work with. I captured this maple tree video with my drone in October. Now, you may already know, birds can be a very serious threat to drones. It isn't uncommon for drones to be attacked by birds. I need your assistance to identify the four seagulls that were playing Top Gun with my drone. You're going to need some sharp keyboard skills, so let's get to work. Now, in order to access the official YouTube keyboard shortcut list while you're in YouTube, you press Shift and question mark. And here's page 1 of 2. And here's page 2 of 2. Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. There is an easier way. Let's try it. I'm going to show you everything you need to know. 6 simple keyboard shortcuts. All of these are easy to remember. And a couple of these aren't on the official shortcut list. Here we go. Okay, the arrow keys. I'm an awful typer, but I can use the arrow keys. The arrow keys control the sound volume, up and down. And as you're all smart folks, there's an optional bonus here for those who can type. Can you guess what the M key does? M is for mute. You don't need this one, so it's not part of the six. Okay, another easy one. The biggest key in the keyboard, spacebar. Spacebar controls the video, play, and pause. I can find the spacebar without even looking. And yes, you can still use your mouse sometimes. Click on the video. Click on the video to toggle play and pause. Sometimes the mouse can be quicker, but the spacebar is extremely handy. Another good one, the number keys. I can't find the ones over the letters, but I can certainly use the ones on the right. The number keys will instantly take you to any part of the video. One, the 10% mark. Four is 40%, the seven is 70%. If you want to shoot to the end of the video, the end key takes you to the end of the video. And of course, once again, you can also use your mouse, click anywhere you want to go on the red progress bar. But in my case, the number keys are always very handy, and I can almost use those without looking. This one's a bit tougher, but super powerful. The less than and greater than keys. Now, we always use these keys with the shift. These keys are well worth hunting for when you want to adjust the playback speed. Shift less than to decrease the playback speed. Shift greater than to increase the playback speed. And here are your options. We can go from one in the middle. We can go faster or slower from 0.25 up to double speed. Now, you should know how to adjust the speeds in the video, but you should realize many videos are played just fine at normal. If you play too fast, you might lose the actual content. Now, instructional videos, I find, are often better played at slower speeds. We'll come back to speeds later. Okay, here's another bonus. We already learned the spacebar toggles play and pause. Here's a pro tip. Press and hold the spacebar down for double playback speed. Yes, whenever you're holding the spacebar down, the video will play at double speed. Okay, now even hecklers and dogs like the arrow keys because they're so easy. And we already learned the up and down arrow keys control volume. So what can we do with the left and right arrow keys? These very handy keys will instantly seek 5 seconds in our video, backward or forward. How many times when you're in a video do you say, I want to see that one more time? Well, if you can hit these keys once, twice, or even three times to get whatever you need. And it's important to know that these keys will work whether the video is playing or paused. So if you press the seek keys while the video is paused, it'll jump 5 seconds and still be paused. If the video is playing, it'll jump 5 seconds and continue playing. That was easy. Let's try our new skills now. We'll come back here later. I'm going to ask for your patience. I'll be viewing and sharing two screens at the same time, as you already know. I'll do my best to make this as smooth as possible, maybe even a little better than so far. Here we go. We're going to pause this now. We're going to escape this one. And I'm going to move this share over to there. And I'll move this I'm going to make this into a full screen now. Are you folks with me still?
We're seeing your two browser windows, I guess it is, with Google one on the front.
Okay, thank you. This going to get us most of the video here. I find it easier to do it manually. I wanted to get some sizing stuff here. So let's run to this this video. So this is not a good video, but it's a good one to watch for this purpose. We'll try our shortcut keys here. So it's a little too loud. I'm going to use my arrow keys and drop the volume down a bit so you can hear me. Spacebar again to resume. And we'll try it just going a little faster here. I'm going to press Shift and the arrow key to 1.25. Back slow again here to regular speed. Now let's try our number keys. Use the number keys and go pick the one key. We're back 10%. It's a 4.5 minute video. Arrow keys down a bit quieter. You can still hear that maybe. We'll try number four. Giving the 40%. We're going to try and find this maple tree. And if we just hang on a little bit here, this is a drone view over Stittsville. Taken in October, and this was the maple tree that I was hoping to land on here, making our frame a little wider there. Okay, we arrow in here. Now, what else can we do here? Okay, let's try the go back 5 seconds here. See the little left-hand side? There's a little icon pops up back 5 seconds. We can go forward 5 seconds. And we have the coming in here now. Let's go a little forward here now. I'm going to jump ahead a few times here now. Now we're going to look for these. This is the arrow keys here now. Oh, we didn't try one, sorry. Let's go back to number four. At 40%, and try the space bar, holding it down steady. On the very top, you should see a very tiny 2X. So we can speed through the video. Get to the probably one again here. We're going to go to number five here now. Let it fly around this tree. If we hover the mouse over, I'm going to go a little faster here. Now start watching for those seagulls anytime now. Right there. We'll come back 5 seconds. Spacebar again. Watch those seagulls go from the top right down to the left here. Spacebar. Go back again. A little too hard to catch them. Now, I didn't tell you about one key here, the sixth one. If you want to go forward or backward one frame, forgot to tell you this one here, we use the comma and the period key. Let's go back one frame with the period key. Look at the seagulls over here. They're flying backwards now, frame by frame. I go forward again, frame by frame. The period key and the comma key go forward and backward, frame by frame. These keys only work when the video is stopped. We're getting close now to identifying these seagulls. They're going to fly by one more time. Oh, that was, we got it right in time there. Come back again. Is this space bar to stop it? I went too far. So we'll back it up a little bit with the comma key. Go back a little bit. There's two of the two. And there's all four of them. Look at that. One, two, three, four. Now we'll get a screenshot of that one. And we'll identify those seagulls. And we'll speed it up, come to the end of the video here. Okay. Let's break off this video now, and we'll return, if I can find it again here now. We'll come back to, here we go, over to here again, and if this goes well, we're going to press F5 where we left off. No one needed shift F5.
That's right.
Chris knew that one. Well, I knew that one.
I do know my PowerPoint.
Well, I knew that one too. Shift F5. We're going live and we're going to, and I've got to resize that screen for you here. As soon as I hit it, I knew you should have a little line to the left-hand side there. You're not too bad squared up.
Yep, we're good.
Great, thank you. There we go. Returning from YouTube. And, oh yes, I forgot to show you the comma and the period keys. Let's do that now, and then we'll do a quick shortcut review. There they are. The comma and the period keys. These keys are extremely powerful. We can use these keys alone without the shift key. When the video is paused, these keys allow precision, frame-by-frame control. And remember, they only work if the video is paused. Now we have lots more content, so let's do a very quick shortcut review. Here we go. Here they are. One more time. The volume key is up and down. The space bar doubles as play and pause toggle. And it also, when we hold it down, it does the double speed. Of course, the number keys go to anywhere you want in the video instantly. It's faster than a mouse. And then we have the less than and greater than keys adjust our playback speeds. You shift with those. We can change the playback speeds when the video is moving or when it's paused. Either way, it'll resume again at the speed you wanted or continue at the speed you wanted. And of course, the left and right arrow keys are very handy to jump around 5 seconds at a time. You can hit these more than once if you want to. And then finally, when the video is paused, the comma and the period keys. These keys allow frame-by-frame control. So thank you for your help. We now have two screenshots of the feathery foes. Second screenshot here. These photos look pretty good. Oh no, it'll be a challenge. These seagulls look like they're auditioning for a role in a blurry movie. There's only one person who'll be able to unmask the true identities of our seagull suspects. And that would be the OPCUG's own Sherlock of Photography. Linda Buskey.
Who is not with us tonight.
Now, to save time, I emailed the files in advance. Linda has graciously agreed to investigate our Seagull shenanigans incident. Please prepare for a feathered forensic analysis like you have never seen before. As you can see, Linda did an excellent job with our screenshots. Great job. Thank you, Linda. I'll send this to all drone pilots. Now let's get right back to YouTube. We still have lots of content to cover. And we're going here. Is that? I think we'll go to here. I resize the screen. I don't lose you all. And if that goes, we should see, we could get it a little tighter, I guess. Give you a full screen to look at. And, okay, sorry for the delays here. If I do full screen, I know it's going to be a problem. Now, we're going to go to Google here. I'll click on the waffle. We're going to open up YouTube. As a quick view here, on the left-hand side, we have a navigation menu. This includes links to your home, which is the same as the YouTube link there. We didn't come back to there. Shows you our history, our watch later list, our liked videos. We can scroll down here. There's lots of content in here. We can see news. We can see learning, fashion, on and on. But you can always come back to the home page. This is called a video grid. This area displays the videos that YouTube thinks you might want to watch. Now, if you mouse hover over a video, it'll start to play. Look over here. Start to play. There's also, these are all random things. I don't know what we have here. Here, this is a trailer. This one down here, we can't see the full title. If you mouse hover over the title, it'll show you the entire full title that won't usually fit. And then lastly, if we right click on a video, open a new tab, we can see it over here. Now, the benefit of this is, I'm going to close that again. We come back to our page. These videos are all the same. If we click on the video with the left mouse click, we come back here, you'll see a whole new fresh pile of videos. It'll think you didn't want to watch those ones. So it's better to right click, open a new tab, and watch that video. Come back to the ones you wanted earlier. You might see two or three you want to watch. This, by the way, going over here, is a brand new account. I made this account just for, this is my email. There's two in there to set up emails. It's a totally fresh page in YouTube. So anyway, we're going to watch a video, and let's pick a video to watch it here. Well, for no reason whatsoever, what have we got here? Try to find, this is 45 seconds here. It's like a drone video here. I don't know. We'll open a new tab here. Looks like we just watched the same one a minute ago. This could be in Stittsville. I don't know where this is anyway. Now, well, you can't see the full screen there, can you?
Yep.
They're a little bit bigger here. I want you to see the bottom part down here. And we see this whole little video here. This is obviously the play button. There it stops. This one takes it to the next video. I wouldn't advise using that. This is the volume key. You can use that here. We use the number keys. I might want to mention here, the volume is only a portion of what your overall Windows volume is set for. So if the Windows volume when you're set for something fairly low, you're only going to get a portion of this in YouTube. So make sure your video is too quiet. We'll use that here, okay. And this one over here is the bottom right. If you can see that, it's called autoplay. I never use autoplay. I appreciate what YouTube wants to send me, but only I discover what I want to see next. Now, this is the closed captions. We'll get involved in that a little bit later. There's some settings in here. We'll get involved in some of these later. We could touch on the video quality here. In most cases, you want to pick automatic or the highest. Sometimes in...
Bob, if I can interrupt for just a second. Your mouse is actually wandering all over the screen, so probably better if you describe what it is you're pointing at, just because your mouse pointer is floating all over the place.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Yeah, I tried the live thing before on two. I wanted to flip back on two screens at the same time. The lag was horrendous. You're seeing that now, I guess. So the video quality is here. If you have a high bandwidth in a city-type connection, probably want to go for the highest one. Sometimes these things will drop down out of the blue, and you'll find yourself back at 360p, and the videos are all fuzzy. It really does happen. I don't know why it changes sometimes, but it can happen, and you'll have fuzzy videos. Now, looking at what we got here, notes. So in most cases, you want to have the highest screen video here. Now, we'll put here, to the bottom right here, we have three video modes here. We have theater mode, we have full screen mode, hopefully you see these things, yep. And a mini player mode, which allows you to play a video in the corner and one more full. I've never understood why I'd want to do this. I haven't got enough RAM in my head to do that. But if you want to do that, go ahead. But I suggest if you're going to watch two videos at the same time, don't mix a cooking video with a cat video. Okay, now, let's move on stuff here. Too much drone stuff for you. I'm sorry about this. Let's go to a search. We're going to search. We're going to do a search. This is all set up in advance. I can't type very well. When you search for things, we can search on shorts. They're small things. We can search on general videos. We can search the unwatched videos. Or we can, if you want to go back to a video you already watched before, you can search the ones you've already watched right here. It's important to know over here, there are filters. If you want a short video under 4 minutes, you want to go for a playlist. We're going to put those later on. We can go for new ones, the upload date. There's a lot of settings and filters. So if you don't get what you want right away, don't think it's not there. There's many settings in here you can adjust. Anyhow, let's go to, I have a Mini 4 drone. I want to learn about waypoints. I want to find a drone, a video about that. Let's scroll down here, see if we can find one here. How about here? This fellow. I've heard of him before. And, Mr. Clean Medical, oh, we got an ad here. Through tough messes, makes it look like I spent hours cleaning. You know I didn't. Chipping on the another ad. St. Lawrence Waterway is the backbone of our economy, connecting Canadians to markets. We'll press skip ads. But it's not just now, here we go. This is a 1 hour video here. And I want to learn about waypoints. But I don't want to, waypoints are like little spots the drone will fly for a mission. You don't need to get too involved in that. But I only want to learn about the waypoints here. Some videos have chapters. And here we have chapters here. We see in the bottom here, this obvious to you folks, see my little controller and battery options. takeoff items. We can scroll over here, takeoff. We can go slow-mo options and master shots. There's a windmill. And we can go to master shots here. But I want to go to, here we go, a section for waypoints and flight plans. In this case, the chapters are the way to go.
We'll tap that, and that pulls up the waypoint menu.
There's the waypoint, just what we wanted. I don't need to watch the whole video. I only want to watch this one about waypoints. Now, some videos do not have waypoints. And some videos do not have waypoints. In that case, what do? You got to watch the whole video. Well, no, you don't. We can scroll, they moved this feature recently. We're going to scroll down to the bottom of the video and click on the word more. And wait, watch down here below the bottom. Well, there's some of the waypoints. We can go through that way to find the waypoints. But assuming we didn't have waypoints here, we can show this transcript, the video transcript. And over here is the video transcript. We can scroll through the transcript and see where we want to watch for. Now, some of these you cannot search too well. I don't know this one we can here. I want to find this may not work. Waypoint in the search. If it crashes, we'll have to reload it again. It does not work. Now, I'm going to close this down, try and come back to the transcript. We're locked on that. We're going to refresh the whole video, start one more time.
It's not just for beginners. It's for advanced.
Didn't need to watch the ad that time. Good. So one more time, come back down to the transcript. There we go. Pause him there. Now, these are the transcript. I'd like to mention that a long time ago, I used to use, I'm going to get involved, too confused here now. Here's closed captions. They're set up pretty poorly right now. What I did before in the past, I wanted to make myself little video notes. You watch a video and you want to make notes. What I did in the past at one time, I would take a part of the video like this, and I would use my green shot program. I think it'll work right here live. I would take this, take a little green shot like this. I come back to the video, put that over the side. I play it a little longer.
Rotates right. The further I go, the faster it rotates. So I go all the way to the right.
And I pause the video and get one more chunk of that. Copy that over to here. And then I'll take this one, copy here, and put that onto there. And I'd make myself, I'll do one more again. Did nothing to, I know it's the same one twice, but we'll do it again. Different text usually here. And I'd make myself a little note. It doesn't apply right here. A little note of what I wanted to remind myself. It could be a little manual I wanted to make for drones and other things. And a little note. And I could capture all what he said and put it into that little stuff there. However, there's a better way now with transcripts. I can take the transcript and find the part that I want. By the way, in transcripts, we can go up here. The timestamps toggle on and off. We can scroll down to the part we want. We'll take this off the screen here, the receive for closed captions.
And I kind of go
here.
Halfway, and then it slows down.
And, okay. On the right, we'll do a little screenshot right here.
How to go forward. So I press this to go forward. You see now it's going.
I'll stop him. Get our screenshot on the screen. And now I can take my section of the text. It's usually more applicable. Take this, I copy this into my, and I have my own custom note. I can make this, I can also copy the actual text here too, and go back to our screenshot. And we can copy text here right now. Copy and paste that text. Make it a bit bigger. And using the transcripts, I can make my own little custom little note with custom text applicable to what I want to save for the key points in that video. Rather than watching the whole video again next week or next month, so those key points are like are very easy to save. That's called the transcript. Before they were somewhere else, you don't need to know that, but now they're at the bottom of the video down here. Show less, they're already up here right now. Okay, so keep moving forward here. I'm bouncing around, I'm sorry. Now, let's move on to, my stop wasn't what I wanted to do. Here we go. Let's move on to, let's transfer some, Let's get one more in drones here. Here we go.
YouTube Premium is ad-free YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube ads, I've had enough of the ads. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have to pause this video. We'll come back here in a minute. Now, there's too many ads. I don't want to buy YouTube Premium. Some people have that. Get a little low on water. If somebody's around here, please. Thank you. There's a way to avoid the ads. We've seen too many ads here. Chris told us a while ago, if you block, I can't type very well, you block Origin. I don't think Rusty and a few others have ever installed a Chrome extension. Is this for beginners too? Let's find these Chrome extensions to stop the ads on YouTube. I found uBlock Origin here. I just found it in a Google search. We can go to that there. I'm going to go, looks like it's a Chrome store here. I'm going to click on that. And here we go. It's an extension. We're going to add this to Chrome. And I want to say, okay, we can add this to, thank you. We can add this to our browser, add extension. Thank you for the water. Okay, so now we've added it to extension. I don't want to put on sync. I have four accounts here. So I've added uBlock Origin to Chrome. Now, where did it go? The three little dots, again, I told you to watch for these little dots. I'll go back to a fresh page in Chrome here. It should be in there regardless. Go down here. We'll go to Extensions and Manage Extensions. And lo and behold, it's right there. There it is. uBlock Origin. I can turn it on. I can turn it off if you don't want to have it in there. Now, sometimes you're going to have it. This should, I'll prove it in a minute. This should stop the ads on YouTube. Now, sometimes you'll go to a website with the YouTube, the uBlocker extension, ad blocker plugged in. Turning it on now, okay? And you go to a website, and here we go here. There you go. It'll give you a warning because uBlock Origin has prevented you seeing a certain page from loading up. That was on the Q&A Zoom. That's a link here. So you could click proceed, or you can, in this case, you might get around it. But don't worry. We'll go back to the extension here if it's causing you troubles. Manage extension and turn it off. And then right here again, we're back to the Q&A Zoom. Go back in the Zoom again. We don't want to do that. Okay. Okay, so anyway, the YouTube ad blocker is called uBlock Origin. It's simple to install. Let's get back to Rick, the drone guy. This time, no ads. It's starting in the middle of the video. I want to go back to the beginning, pressing zero.
Have a pay transparency plan, not good. But don't know how to get...
I may need to reboot the browser.
Shouldn't have to restart the browser.
This always works.
It started. us help you put your plan in motion. Say hi.
And I was just here. That could be part of it.
Using the back button to back.
Wow. It works flawlessly. Okay. That messed me up a little bit here. Now, in this guy here, this is Rick from Drone Valley. We don't care about the content here.
You can easily record audio over your video on the next flight you take with your DJI drone. Now, we've been working on this for quite a while. We actually had a solution come out for the original smart.
Now, this fellow, I think we can watch this video a little faster. We can do that by using closed captions. Can anybody guess what the hot, it isn't in the shortcut list, what's the hot key to activate the closed captions? Anybody guess?
I'm Rusty C.
C, great, fantastic, Rusty. Was that right? Well, I was a heckler. Okay, let's try the C key. And there's our closed caption settings. Aren't they beautiful? Now, I can watch the video much faster with this set up here. However, this is a horrible color for you can move these things around. This is horrible. I want to show you we can watch this faster if these things are set up. Look at this wasted space here, whatever. Now, the settings key down here. I'm a little clumsy at this, but I need your patience once again here. Subtitles, options. Now, we can change the font, the font color, the font size, the background color, the opacity, and the window color. This is a major one, the window color. This was, I'm really ticked on this one here. I'll get back to that in a minute. The window opacity, the character edge, and the font opacity, and reset back to the factory stuff. Let's go down the whole list and make these closed captions more readable. There are hotkeys for this, but you only have to do this once in a month or hardly ever. So there's not learning, no point learning the shortcut key for this. And by the way, since we're here right now, if you wanted to see the shortcut keys in YouTube, shift question mark. There they are. That's the official YouTube list. You can memorize that and get back to me. Okay, dismiss. Okay, so back to these, and bouncing around, I'm sorry. So back to these subtitles here. Let's go through the options here and start with the, with this one here. Let's go to, I'm bad at saying these things. I need Chris to help me with this one here. Let's go proportional sans serif. Sans serif?
That sounds fine.
That correct? Okay, proportional. That's one done. Go back to the list again. Now, the font color is yellow. That's a little brutal. Let's try white. It's getting better. We'll come back again here now. Getting a little better. And the font size, 100%. I like that. That's 100. That's fine, 100%. And the background color is white. Let's go with black. There we go. Oh, I closed the whole thing. I'm an idiot. Back to options. We're in the background color now. Now, the window color. This is a major one. I'm mad about this one. The window color. We'll put the window color to black. The window opacity, sorry. The window opacity, 75%. But the window opacity to zero, and the color won't even matter. Now, look at the difference there. With the window opacity at 75%, what's the point of wasting all this screen? I can't even see Rick now. So what's the point of having that? So major one here. The window opacity must be at zero for me. It's much easier to read. I lost it again. Subtitles, options. We're getting down now. The character edge on the carrier. It doesn't matter a lot, but it does help a little bit. Let's go to a little outline. You'll barely see it. Watch carefully. Outline. Go back to the option. Don't lose it again. You'll see a little tiny edge around to make it a little easier to read. Not, I lost it again. Here we go. Here again. And options. And the font opacity That's not bad where it is. 75%. You can make it 100%. That's a little too strong. 75%. Now, I think we've made this a little better to watch, a little better to stand out. If you want to, you can change the opacity a little bit. The window, always keep it at zero. You can move this around to where you want to have it. Now, Rick's a great guy. His videos are always, he talks fast. I love that. You can get a lot done in a short time. Let's watch him go.
Our controller years ago, and it works really well, but we've had some challenges with the brand new DJI RC Pro, and especially the DJI RC, because a lot of the audio capabilities of these controllers is really governed by the...
Now, I can watch him a little faster, especially with the captions on there. Let's crank it up a little bit. How fast can we go with Rick here and still retain what he's talking about?
The type of Android system
Shift.
You're using and what driver is installed
key.
In an Android 1. System.
1.25.
We all know that these are based on Android, but DJI puts a specialized version of Android on the controllers, and they can control a lot of things of what happens with those.
1.5. Holding Shift down, greater than key. See a change in the screen? It's still paused. I'm going to press my spacebar again, resuming at 1.5.
External connection. So we've been working on this for a couple of months, actually, to get this DJI RC able to record audio, and we finally figured it out. But we took it a step further, because originally we offered an adapter that would plug into the USB
spacebar. I don't think we can do it, but let's take it one step further. And I press Shift and the greater than key, 1.75. That's a little heavy.
Deep port, and then you could use any standard TRS microphone you had. But a lot of people had trouble trying to find a TRS microphone that would work well for them. A lot of them bought TRS.
Little too fast for me. Going back to 1.5.
RRS microphones, which didn't work because they're stereo microphones. So we actually...
And just for the heck of it, I'm going to hold the spacebar down, and we know what that does. Double speed video. Here you go, Rick.
...offered that with a microphone as well, and that took care of most of your needs. But we thought there's got to be other ways that we can improve upon that audio quality. So I've got three solutions today that I'll show you that work well with all these units. Now, just to get started, for simplicity purposes, I've got the original smart controller here. I'll call it the Gen 1.
That's a little too fast.
Here, which I'll call the Gen 2. And I found...
Anyway.
I got the DJI...
That's an example of using the video speeds to go faster. And you can, if you can comprehend the content, I can usually go to 1.5, 1.25. But once again, some instructional videos, I want to bring it down to, that's the wrong arrow key. I want to bring it down here.
Microphones. So we actually offered that with a microphone as well. And that's okay.
Here. Down to, no, it's buffering now. I'm moving too much here.
Took care of most of your needs, but we thought there's got to be other ways that we can improve upon that audio quality. So I've got three.
If it's instructional videos, I'm trying to comprehend something.
Work well with all the units.
About there. Now, okay, so back to normal again here. Now, I told you before we can use the, let's bounce around here. A couple of things in this video I want to show you. I think this one here. Let's use the transcripts in this video. I think this one is better. Most times you can search them. We're going to find the transcripts in this video. We're going to scroll down. Where's the bottom of the video here? Oh, it's over here now. More. Press more. And he has a few little chapters there. Not what I want here. Show transcript. And there's the, once again, the transcript. Now, I want to find waypoint. It's already in my past search here. You can let me a waypoint. I can't type. Oh, come on. Waypoint. We'll try way. Okay. Anyway, we can scroll down here and we can help search. We want for waypoints. And there's waypoints. So we could copy and paste this stuff here. Or at least see, this is the waypoint. Oh, the ad blocker's not working. I'm sorry. We'll come back here. I've worked this ad in a long time. We'll come right back to, I have bookmarks here, and Rick is back in action.
Plugged into the host
with
port.
No ads.
Now, once you're done,
zero. Oh my gosh. I don't get it here. Extensions, manage extensions, It's not turned on, guys. I left it off. I'm sorry. It was me. Okay. That's why it didn't work. Hey. Okay. So back to waypoints again. Sorry
My
about that.
My drone is a wonderful thing.
This is a live demonstration.
Fly an area. Describe what I'm doing.
Now, we're going to go back to more here. And here. There's the transcripts here. Scroll down here. You can click on the transcript. You find what you want in here. You can click on it. It'll go right to it. At 154. You can scroll down farther. And here we can use this down to here. And while recording, it'll go to there. Now, sometimes these videos do not have the transcripts. I'm going to close these off. You can we can toggle the timestamps on. I'm going to close that up right now and go to full screens. Sometimes the videos do not have timestamps. Rick wants to show us these three controllers. I'm only interested in this one here, the light gray one. And these two are other ones. I'm only interested in there. But how are you going to find, I don't want to watch the whole video. The timestamps don't work too good in this video. Let's take the red progress bar. And would you believe I can lift the red progress bar? I'm very strong. Lifting it up. It's up there now. Now we can slide along here. And we can see that he's in the black video controller. He's still another black one here. Lifting it up. I want to get to the part where he changes to the light gray one. That's where I want to go because that's the one I want to, that's one that I have, I need to learn about. We'll go up here. We're going to keep going. And here. And where is it? Oh, look at that. Right there. He's changing from the black one to the gray one. Now the center mark is where he's going to start. I'll put a little before then. If you want to get out of here, we press the X. You want to go forward and play where you are, press play. Well, we're right here now, like where we are. If this works out well, it'll be just starting the gray controller.
Recording function on the DJI RC Pro. To start the screen recording on the DJI RC, on the main menu, slightly pull down at the top, you'll see a bar appear. Pull all the way down.
And there we are. Thank you, Rick. So we lifted up the progress bar. We can search a little bit that way, too. Hit the X, get over to that. And
exactly what I have over here.
Thank you, Rick. Time's going along. Sorry. Did the closed captions. We did the... Now, another way, too, is mouse hover on the progress bar. You get some idea, too. It's similar to the last one here. We can mouse hover along here. Doesn't work too bad either. Almost the same as lifting the progress bar up. So you have either mode that you want to go with.
Here, now this is a Drone Valley product. And this one...
Now, I'm going to start him one more time. No ads, by the way. See that? It was me. Sorry about
you can
that.
Find lapel mic.
Okay. Have we done the ink transfer yet? I don't think so, eh? Let's search for ink transfer on wood. Put a search in here, go like that. Here's one right now. Now, when I search videos, I want to transfer ink onto wood. I sometimes search 7 or 10 videos before I find one that I really like. Make this full screen here now. Now, for videos that have had a lot of views, would you believe that I can make the progress bar raise into mountains magically that will show the most watched portions of the video? Hover over here on most watched videos. This section is the most replayed. If I want to jump around and check this video out, it seems people aren't watching too much here. They're starting to watch more around here. The mouse click on right there, and we'll hit the space bar.
Glossy paper that the ink will absorb into. I always use label sheets, and because
this
I was using labels all the time
portion,
in my Etsy sales, I just kept a drawer of these.
Arrow key down.
You can then adjust the size and the page setup, and since this is a...
These mountains show you the most played parts of the videos. We're going along fast in time here. Anyway, so this is only applicable to the ones that haven't had a lot of views. While we're in here now, it's important, if you see a video, go ahead and like it. Like the video. If you want to subscribe, go ahead, but don't subscribe too readily. If you're considering subscribing, click on their channel. See their homepage. What do they have to offer? Are these things you're interested in doing? Check their videos out. Is this the kind of thing that you're interested in? You want to transfer ink to wood? If you're into crafting, this might be the channel you want to subscribe to. You want to subscribe? Click on subscribe. And this little bell, if you want to be notified when every time she makes a new video, click on the bell. Put all. And whenever she makes a new video, I'll be notified over here. It'll notice there. It'll pop right up. Some videos, so your likes and stuff will help YouTube shape what they feed you. Now, in her video, she might have shorts here. I don't know. Short videos. I don't understand the sense of those. There's a live section here. She may have playlists. These are all playlists that are on scroll saw reviews, woodworking, mosaics. You might see a full playlist on other things on her channel. Some of these creators have community pages. I think this one does. If you're involved in this, these pages allow the subscribers to interact with the creator. They do polls on here, and if you're really sort of getting into like a certain person, they want to know what they're doing, this page is what to go with. One more on here now is Chris Notap.
Well, already another year has gone by. No.
Anyway, he's got a great little channel here. If you want to subscribe, you can put like your video here, subscribe. Once again, put your notifications on here now. Put all or none. There you go. And we'll go back to our YouTube channel right now. And we can see our subscriptions here, somewhere down here. There we go. Here, right here. We have Chris and the Woodwork channel that they're both subscribed to. We're getting a bit short on time. We've already done the U-Block origin stuff here now. A little bit of stuff on, I don't think this isn't the main focus here, but if anybody wants to create their own YouTube channel, I won't get too involved in this, but it's available. I did my first YouTube channel with an old cell phone. Cell phones now are much, much better than they were before. We'll click on down here. And what do we have somewhere? Where is it down here somewhere? Oh, here, right here. This is about 10 years ago.
Back, set up on a little small cart. Hi there. It's Bob here. What you see behind me is the original Dust Deputy.
Anyway, this guy has subscribers here, 22,000. The video's had 14,000 views. Click on this guy. You can see his videos. He's all over the place. You wouldn't want to subscribe to someone like this. It's just all over the map. You want somebody with a good common theme to go with here. And jumping around Chris Notap has playlists here. You can see tons of them here. If you're cooking on corn on the cob dinner, you can view the whole playlist. Excellent channel. Very well done. You bounce around here. YouTube channels, once again, most of these folks do it because they enjoy it. I don't think you're going to make a lot of money doing this. Some of them might. I don't think a lot of them do. As we wind down towards the end here, I got lots more stuff we can go with, but what are we going to hit for sure? YouTube channel. Oh. If anybody... Here we go here. If you prefer to use the shift question mark, these shortcuts, let her rip, that's good. If you'd like to see the shortcuts that I made all on one little page, they're available. Need your credit card number. They're available. And for those, after the meeting, day or two later or so, we go to the meetings page and go to past presentations. This is the OPCUG website, right here, opcug.ca. We'll go to meetings, and tonight is happening here. We'll go to past presentations. This one will fall back in the past. I think so. Alan, Chris, and Bridget do an excellent job doing this. Go to past presentations. It's stalling here. There we go. And you'll see the files from the previous meetings. And in there, thank you, Bridget. You'll see the this shortcut keys right here. You can download that in a PDF file if you're interested, either way. Now, there's one more thing here. Going in YouTube here again, let's go back. I'll let Chris Notaff here.
We'll all
now, we're getting close to the end here now. Thank you all for staying to the end. You all deserve a standing ovation. Now, I have a surprise for you. It's an Easter egg hunt. And there's no chocolate bunnies here. And there's no virtual bunny laying a virtual egg. So let me tell you about Easter eggs in software. Sometimes developers put Easter eggs in software. Now, these are hidden gems that only the savvy users will discover. And there could be an Easter egg in YouTube. And I think tonight on the OPC, Ottawa PC User Group, would be a great time to reveal the Easter egg in YouTube. Drum roll here. So imagine this. You're watching a video and suddenly you feel the urge to sprinkle some digital magic. Well, anywhere in the screen, type
already
the word.
Another year has gone by. No.
I make the sound volume down here with arrow keys. Anywhere in the video, watch the progress bar at the bottom. Anywhere in the video here,
no.
Type the word awesome.
Well,
I can't spell
already.
Awesome.
That year has gone by fast. And in there. So here's 11, and if you want any of them, I'll have them linked in the description under the video.
I don't believe it. What a flop. There it is. Sorry. I can't type. Told you, I can't type. There we go. On the bottom here, the progress bar is now flashing. I'll slide it ahead, get it where you are, and there you go. You can't type, that's me. Holding that down here, your progress bar is now flashing in digital magic. Now you want to know how to get it stopped again. Type the word awesome. It'll never stop. Let's leave it at that, folks. I cannot type. That's why I use the keyboard shortcuts.
After 5 minutes,
okay.
Like I said before.
Thank you, Chris. That's pretty well all I got. It's getting pretty bouncing around. I'm sorry for being confusing here, folks. Thank you all for enduring this.
Yeah, and, that's great. Great, Bob. Okay, I can't unmute people, but what I can do is do another mute all with the allow participants to unmute themselves. So now everybody, including Bob, you'll have to unmute yourself again as well. People can unmute themselves if they have any questions. In the meantime, I'll go through in the chat. I had a couple of questions, actually. You did mention, Bob, that you really wanted to have a Google account to use YouTube effectively. And I'm wondering where it comes from. I guess that maybe searching on watched or unwatched videos might be a requirement that you have a Google account in order to do that. Do you know? Bob, you have to unmute yourself if you're muted. Yeah, Bob, you have to unmute yourself again. Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're right about that, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
If you haven't got a Google account, they won't be able to go back and watch your previous history. It's all in your history here, by the way. We could go here. You can see the history in here. the ones we've watched here, even just the ones tonight, mainly here. We can see our liked videos. This is a fresh account. We only have two of them we like so far. Oh, the watch later one. I meant to do that one. I'm sorry. The watch later one. One more quick one here. We're still, still live here. This is an important one. As you begin to get your things shaped properly, your likes and your channels and all that, you get better and better videos on here. And sooner or later, you're going to find so many videos on here, you can't watch them all. Click on here and add this save to watch later. This one's good too, a drone video here. Save to watch later over here. Now back to our watch later list, and this video is growing over here now. And if you're watching a video, we'll pick the here's the bridge one here. The bridge blowing up. And if you don't have time to watch this whole video, we can go up here on the top here and save it to watch later right there. We can go back 5 seconds and watch it again. And we can use the arrow keys here, spacebar, and go forward frame by frame and see this stuff here. We can watch it slower or faster. But anyway, that was an important main part. But you can add these things to the watch later. You don't do it there. You can see it right here and save here to watch later. It's already in there, on and off, watch later. But the watch later list is major because that will if you have too many videos to watch, and here we go here. The watch later list, you can add these to the watch later list. This is a bridge in Kentucky. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Yeah, and I guess there are other things like the ability to subscribe to and get notified videos, those who require a Google account as well. So I can attest to the fact that, yes, having a Google account when you're watching YouTube gives you all kinds of extra capabilities in there. Let's just see what else we have. From Greg, he says, if doing a high-level search in YouTube search bar, does it search the transcript text?
I don't know for sure. It'll search the content. It very well may, because most of the videos, the closed captions are done automatically. When they post a video initially, it has to render for the first so many hours. It takes longer in the daytime, middle of the day. And in the evening, it goes faster. It'll render the video. Then it goes from the blurry stuff to a better one. And then later after, it'll start to add the closed captions automatically. And okay. I would assume that you'd be searched those things too. Yes.
Okay. Raymond comments that uBlock works for now, but Google wants to lock down that type of extension so that you have to watch the ads. I can attest to that. I reported at a Q&A session about how uBlock, a couple of weeks back, anytime I went to YouTube, it warned me that I was going to be blocked from using YouTube unless I took out my ad blockers. And sure enough, after another week or so, I was unable to actually watch any videos until I turned off things like uBlock uBlock Origin. Timothy mentions Google will get more aggressive as they lose some court cases that go against how they charge for apps, and that's probably going to be the case. And I said, what I find on speed is that you can get really practiced at listening at high speed. And so if you try it for a while, you'll actually find that you can actually listen to things at much higher speed than you could originally, and you can speed your way through some long videos, still understanding everything that goes on. And I found it really funny when I was listening to videos consistently at 1.5 speed and things like that. And then if you slow it down to like 0.5, it sounds like they're drunk or something like that. It is good, as Bob pointed out, if you wanted to see some details going along, you don't want to speed through that part. I asked how was it that you actually got the most watch parts to appear?
Oh, we hover over the here we go here. Hover over the red progress line here.
Okay, so you don't click or anything, you just hover?
No, just hover.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Just hover over that one.
Okay.
Now, it only works for videos that have a lot of views.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
A lot of views. And by the way, I think Tom was listening to podcasts a lot with a sped up podcast. It does work well going a little faster.
Okay. Natalie said, they seem to have removed the About section on a creator's homepage. Did it change to something else, or is it gone? Do you know?
About section. Well, here.
On the creator's homepage?
Let's just open here. This is my account here. And I get this over on the screen here. And I'll go to here. Go to here. And we'll just go to, I get this here. This is my channel. When there's a whole bunch of stuff, by the way, if you're a creator, they'll give you all kinds of, there's a YouTube studio in here. You can get all your music from here for free. Lots of help in here for this, but the creator's homepage.
Yeah, when you were on that, I didn't see any about section.
There's a question section here. You can create a video. It's really geared for, they really want to help you. It's better than ever. What would you want to find about, though? What are we looking for?
I don't know. Typically, the about section on something like that, Natalie, you can pipe in if you were seeing something special. But I presume that when people create a channel, they could create some text that would appear in the about section that if people click on it, they'd find out more about you.
This is one
I found on one channel, if you go to the description of the channel, there's a right chevron. If you hit the right chevron, then you get to an about.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Thanks. Yeah, because it, you know, sometimes people will write why they created the channel or information about them that's useful, or even some contact information sometimes, and it just seems to have disappeared.
Okay.
The creators. I noticed Chris Notap is a great fellow. He doesn't have an about page on here or a home video either. Most of them have a little home video on their channel here. And we'll go back to this. By the way, the ads have stopped now. I did that wrong before. And you can also, by the way, you can search within that channel too, by the way. If you want to search within Drone Valley, you can search in here just within his site. Videos, he's a store here. Some of them sell things with a commission on YouTube, on Amazon and stuff. But there are usually an about page on here. This guy is a pretty, where's the guy here? Where is he now? Here. He's a lot more, that's Rick again, sorry. That's Rick. Microphones that are and here we go, this one here.
And then
this guy is a major. He probably has a
in the individual time trial stage. There's only one time trial stage this year. The tour
store
time trial stages are quite.
That's his home page here with the videos here, a boat maybe here. He's a runner too.
It is a beastly
and
within a time trial stage, it's just the rider here against the clock. There's no other riders with him at that.
Each one's different for the home for the creators. They're all different here. They have links and playlists. They're all different. Sorry.
Okay. Greg asks, is there a way to see upcoming live events?
Yes. Well, sorry, just current ones. I'm sorry, just current ones.
Pretty crazy. I've never seen them land like
I don't know the advanced ones, though. I don't know about the advanced ones.
Okay.
You call them here for live stuff. Now, sometimes if you subscribe to a channel and you put notifications on, it'll warn you that Russ has a video coming up, a premiere video at 10 p.m. Eastern time, whatever.
If you subscribed, then you will see live events showing up often in your recommendations or in your what the term is.
Yeah.
Not your watch later, but your subscriptions, I think.
If you said, very right, Tommy. If you subscribe, they'll gently and gradually drift into your video grid, the video grid you see here. They'll gently fall into there. But if you click on notifications, you get a little alert over here. Create a channel here, but little alerts over here. And it'll show you, like my channel right here, my other channel, we're definitely going to have some things to notify me here of things happening. Likely, I'm sure there's 9 right there. There we go. Little things I subscribe to, and it's telling me these things are happening. And there's Vic from Drone Video. That's the bridge guy there. So yes, if you put subscribe to the notifications, it will tell you when that's the best way to do it. But put all in there, and they come to you directly, rather than following your grid.
Okay. Jocelyn comments, he's using Enhancer for YouTube. It adds many features, including blocking ads. Worked for him for over a year without any problems. He says there's been reports that it's been broken with the latest version of YouTube. And, Google seems to be getting pretty aggressive about trying to stop ad blockers for sure. And Tristan says the uBlock message by Google could be a good reason to move to Firefox. I wonder if it's going to be blocked in Firefox as well, though. So, Tom, I had asked about what are reasons to create a channel. Tom mentioned that after about 1,000 views, you can start getting money for people who view your videos. And he says reasons for creating a channel, save your videos in a second place. That's kind of handy if you don't want to use up all your local disk space. Share with others, skills, experiences, love, so forth. So sharing aspects of it. And Jocelyn says he likes to add videos to the playlist and then watch them all. So that's kind of a neat idea, create a playlist, and then you can just watch them one after the other.
Yep.
Tom says he listens to podcasts, audiobooks at plus 30%. Sun listens at 2 times. So different speeds that are good for different people, I guess. Stu says, I'm sad to say that the aggressive anti-blocking tactics have made cutting my YouTube use hugely. I still have a few subscriptions, but I'm reevaluating their value regularly. Your tips will help me with what I have left for now. Natalie had a link to On Explaining Computers. The description says weekly videos on computing related topics. So if you're interested in that, folks, check out the link in the meeting chat. Explaining Computers is produced and this is how to get the about. So description says weekly videos on computing relating topics. Explaining Computers is produced and pre, and click on the chevron to load the about screen. Lots and lots of comments. Kudos on the presentation, Bob. That great information, and people are looking forward to testing out some of these things. Natalie says you can put a notification on a future live event if it's listed on the channel. Oh, that's interesting. On the video square for it, you'll show how long until it will go live. That's kind of nice. Jocelyn says he hasn't seen any ad for over a year. And Stu says, lucky you. Tom says, any tips on Android TV YouTube? I guess that's a resounding nothing on that. And that's the end of what's in the chat right now. If I missed any, by all means, folks, chime in again. Or if people want to unmute themselves to ask any questions or make any comments.
Very good. Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you. Sorry about a few little flubs in there, but thank you very much.
Well, that's par for the course with live demos, Bob. It's always you take chances when you decide to do live demos. I think overall it went really, really well, even with the couple of glitches that happened. I personally thought it was an amazing presentation. I thought I knew YouTube reasonably well. It was far from that, for sure. So I learned an awful lot myself, and I'm sure everybody else on the call did as well. We've had lots of comments in the chat about how great a presentation is. So on behalf of the group, I would like to thank you, Bob, for taking the time to put together this presentation and come and show it to us. It was extremely informative, and I think it was really, really well done. So well, thanks very, very much.
Great. Well, thank you very much, folks. And if anybody wants that, I can't see a big rush to get it, but the OPC website, the meetings page, click on the meetings page, and then this will fall into past presentations. And thanks to Bridget and Alan and Chris, the file will fall into in here before long. I'm not sure when, but that file will be in there.
A few days,
yes.
Yeah.
And, you actually didn't go late, because on the OPCUG meeting page, it says our meetings go to 9 p.m. Yeah. So it's just Chris's comments that are late.
That's right. Yeah, everybody knows that I talk too much. So
I had more content anyway.
Yeah, I know that you could go on and on with it for sure, Bob. But again, thanks very much. It was a really great presentation. And with that,
I'd like to
remind everybody that the next Q&A will be next Wednesday evening, the 20th. And as a prelude to it, and I alluded to the fact that I would do this, I will be doing another one of my rants on next Wednesday night, if you enjoy seeing me go nuts. And it will be on Microsoft's head for how they deal with OneDrive. And it'll be the start of probably several sessions on how to get control of OneDrive. Next week will be largely based on how you can give up using OneDrive if you don't want to use it. And then we'll be going on in later weeks talking about possibly replacing it with something a little bit more usable and understandable, and also how to actually use OneDrive effectively without it being a real mess. So we'll start off with the early bunch of that next Wednesday evening. So I encourage everybody to join us. If you have any questions that you wanted to add to the Q&A, by all means, send them into suggestion box at opcug.ca. And if you have questions or shares that you would like to share with other people, let us know, and we'll reserve a time slot for you in Q&A. And so with that, I think I will call the evening to a close. And a final thanks to Bob. And if anybody
else
wants to give presentations at main meeting or Q&A, let us know, and we're happy to have other viewpoints coming up. So thanks, folks, and have a good rest of your evening.
Chris?
Thank you all.
Just a quick question. Are you going to be repeating the OPL presentations? Are there plans sort of early next year?
There will be presentations for sure. I know Carlingwood has already booked two sessions. But basically what it is we send them a list of all the presentations that we're willing to do and blackout dates and things like that. Then they send them out to individual branches. That has already been done. I know that. And so the individual branch coordinators will look at the list, see if there are any that they would like us to present, and suggest some dates and times, and they get back to the central coordinator. The central coordinator puts together a tentative schedule, and then we look at the schedule and agree on that. I expect that that will probably be done within the next couple of weeks, and so I think they never start their presentations until like mid-January, but it'll be for the period for wherever it is in January until the end of March will be the next series that goes up, and I fully expect that there will be a bunch of presentations. What the topics will be, it's up to the individual library branches to say what it is they want.
Okay, thanks, because I had signed up for several, and I just couldn't make any of them, and so I was hoping that they would be repeated.
Yeah, and one thing that I always tell people, if you want a particular presentation that you know that we give, and I can give a list, maybe at next Q&A, I'll give a list of all the presentations that we've got prepared that we are willing to present. And then if you know of any that you want at your particular branch, talk to your branch and say, hey, we know that the Ottawa PC User Group will give presentations, and I would really like it if they came out and gave a presentation on this topic, which is on their list. And I can't guarantee it, but if they get enough requests on things, they might decide, yeah, okay, we'll request that one.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Two comments. Sounds like you should put your presentation offerings on a web page that you can point libraries to and members. And secondly, do you pass out a membership application form and information page at all of the presentations?
Yeah, we usually have, at the end of the presentation, we have several slides on the Ottawa PC User Group. about what we do and how to join and how to join our meetings and things like that. So we do give out information about that. And we have had several members who joined the PC user group based on the information they got at Ottawa Public Library presentations. The idea of the, I never really thought before about putting up the list of all of the different presentations that we're willing to give. It's probably a good idea. I'll look into getting that put up somewhere on the on our website, a complete list of our presentations. It does vary from time to time. So as certain topics get a little bit stale, I might drop them from the list. And then, of course, we'll add new topics every now and then. It takes a lot of time to put together a new presentation, so we tend not to create an awful lot of new material. But I can put up a list, that would have all of the ones that we're currently offering to branches. And as I said, if you want one, talk to your library and say, hey, I would really like it if you arrange for them to give a presentation. So
no more presentations on WordPerfect 4?
No, I'm afraid not. We had, well, just an example of one that I dropped in the latest round, or the last couple of rounds, I guess, is the good and bad of social media. And I found it was just getting a little bit tedious. And so I decided, well, we won't bother offering that anymore. But there's about, I guess, a total of about a dozen different topics that we can present on. In this fall session, we presented a total of, well, we had scheduled 25. Five got canceled due to very low attendance or low registrations. So there were actually 20 presentations, but there was only, I think, five or six, I guess, but maybe six or seven different topics that were given. We gave, certain topics multiple times at different branches. So there are a lot of topics that we have on the list that the libraries just don't seem to pick up on. And, certain ones I really like my presentation on typography. I would love to give that more often, but none of the branches ever seem to select it. So hint, hint, if you like typography, you can go to your local branch and say, hey, I hear they give one on typography. Why don't you get that?
Well, libraries are supposed to be fonts of wisdom.
You would think so. Anyhow, I will see about getting up that list. Thanks, Tom. That was a great idea to actually get up a list on our website of all the different topics that we offer at various branches. So we'll do that, but I'll also detail up the next Q&A as well to just have a current list of what we're offering.
Would you also consider doing that, for example, community centers or other places?
Sure. Yeah, we have done that in the past, too. I think all of the presenters that right now, it's just been Linda and myself. Alan has been giving some. Bob Walker has given some in the recent past. And certainly, if there's enough interest anywhere else, we're basically happy to go there as well. One of the things that's nice about the libraries is they are well set up for this sort of thing. They have meeting rooms with projectors, and they have a scheduling thing that on their website, horrible though it is, they do have a way of people can register and things like that. If we get out into the community, there's sometimes a bit of a question about, do they have an appropriate projector and screen and things like that. But as long as they have facilities that we can present at, sure, we'll give it for any group that is interested enough.
I do have a projector if anyone needs to borrow it for a presentation.
Yeah, I don't want to, get into running around and picking up projectors and dropping them off and things like that. So, I do this, I'm not getting paid for it, and I don't mind giving my time, but there are limits to the amount of effort that I'm willing to go through, including how far we'll go. When in the early days, us giving these presentations, and when they switched to central coordination, where it wasn't individual branches getting in touch with me, they asked, well, what branches are you willing to present at? And I said, oh, any branch, I don't mind. And they said, well, you do realize that Fitzroy Harbor is in the Ottawa Public Library? And I said, okay, I'm not going to Fitzroy Harbor. So there are some limits to how much I'm willing to donate in terms of my time and gas money and things like that for the community. But, we'd like to we do these presentations because we actually like giving out the information that we can and spreading word about the Ottawa PC User Group, and we have gained members because of it. So it's a joy, and I really do enjoy giving back to the community that has given me so much. I'm more than happy to give this presentation. I just finished the last one for the fall session today, and although there were only five people there, they were all really super appreciative, and they had great questions, great comments. They wanted to know more about the Ottawa PC User Group, and so I would fully expect that they would be showing up at some of our meetings, and who knows, they may even become members. So it's really great. It's really enriching thing. If anybody out there also wants to give presentations at the Ottawa Public Library, if you have a topic that you're passionate about, you know, something computer related, by all means, get in touch with me, and I can help you in terms of getting together, you know, the slides that you'll need, descriptions, and then we can put up another presentation as being available for the Ottawa Public Library. You can say blackout dates you're not available, or branches that you're not, you know, you're either willing to go to or branches you're not willing to go to. We can work with you to help you put together some other presentation. So by all means, if anybody's interested, get in touch with me.
If you could, let our membership know that we should let our library branches know what we'd be interested in, that would be helpful, because I didn't realize that is how it works, you know, or would help, because I was just looking at what they had available, and I wasn't sure how you coordinated with them, and was just randomly sort of picking what was there offered. But if I could have some influence on that, I would be happy to.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, sure. So again, I'll put together something over the week, and so I'll have something for Q&A, and then hopefully get something onto our website also describing this. And, you know, I never really gave an awful lot of thought of that direction of our members or anybody in the public, you know, going to the library and saying, we want the following topic. And, you know, the library, they used to have eval forms at every one of the presentations. And it was a chance. One of the things was, you know, what did you like best? What did you like least? What other topics would you like? And, you know, unfortunately, it'd be people would put in gardening or something like that, you know, it'd be, you know, which is fine for them, but it doesn't direct anything towards, you know, the PC user group presentations. So that idea of having a list of all our presentations up there somewhere that people can refer to, and then go to their branch and say, hey, I would really like it if you could get them to come out and talk on this particular topic. I think that's a great idea. And so I'll definitely follow up on that.
Thanks. And actually, yeah, that's how I got involved. I went to many of your presentations years ago, and that's how I discovered the OPC.
Great. And you've been one of our great contributors to Q&A over the last years, I guess. So I thank you a lot for both your questions as well as your comments, your contributions. Especially you passed on some other places that we can communicate with about the Ottawa PC User Group. That's greatly appreciated. So thanks a lot, Natalie, for your input into the whole process here. It really is sharing community, and if we can all contribute as well as consume, all the better.
Yeah, thank you, and everyone else who contributes. Yeah, it's been great.
Great. Okay, with that, I think I will close off the meeting. And so thanks all. And again, a couple of days from now, you should be able to see Bob's presentation on there and the audio track, which you can follow along for those parts of the presentation that were done as demos, which you won't have as part of the deck, but you can listen and try to figure out what Bob was actually doing. So thanks a lot, folks. And we will see you hopefully at Q&A next week.